1905R. Moorhead was selling fresh eggs for 30 cents a dozen. 1910 Plans for the new provincial government building for the city are being prepared. 1915 The second daughter of Mayor and Mrs. Robert Gaw, Mildred Agnes, was united in marriage to Henderson McClellan Mann, with Reverend Monroe officiating. 1920 W.M. Cooper of Calgary bought the 10-acre farm of D. Fainer, situated about 1.5 miles from town. 1925 Arrangements are now being made for the resumption of operations at the Rock Candy Mine at the North Fork. 1930 Sale at D.A. McKinnon & Company. Crackers 5 cents a package. Men's dress shoes $3.98. Toweling 33 cents a yard. 1935 R.G. Ritchie, the merchant postmaster at Cascade, received the King's Jubilee Medal as a token of having completed 30 or more years of public service. 1940 The tomato cannery plant is rapidly getting into shape for production and within 3 months will be turning out tomato products at 250 cases per hour. 1945 Hon. Groat Sterling was elected as Member of Parliament for Yale Constituency. 1950 Elementary school grades 1 to 6 were closed on Thursday of this week, due to an epidemic of scarlet fever and measles. 1955 The city grocery will cease to exist shortly, and owner H.H. Henderson will retire when Overweightia will lease the store under its new name, with Bill Strawn as manager. 1965 It was January and June as residents had their first skate on artificial ice at the nearly completed arena. 1970 Ace Tallarico, for many years the volunteer fire chief, has now been hired full-time by the city as fire chief. 1975 The city of Grand Forks has turned down an application from Paul Adam Construction Limited for a business license to carry out general contracting. 1980 CPR has invited bids from contractors for removing the remaining tracks of the Kettle Valley line between Penticton and McCullough. The move follows the BC government's decision to not assist Kettle Valley Heritage Society to establish a steam passenger train on the route as a tourist attraction. 1985 Rev. George Martins, Grand Forks Citizen of the Year, passed away May 29. Martins was well known for his work in the community. He was founder of the Gospel Chapel and the Pines Bible Camp. 1990 The BC Heritage Society declared Grand Forks Heritage Week 1990 the best in the province, and bestowed Grand Forks District Heritage Advisory Committee with a plaque denoting the achievement. 1995 Cellular phone service is on its way to Grand Forks. BC Telephone Mobility has announced that cellular and paging service will be up and running in Grand Forks by June 15. 2000 After half a century in business, the employees of the Grand Forks District Savings Credit Union have joined a union, the BC Government Employees Union, BCGEU. The 48 staff members who do not work in management had signed cards for union certification on a couple of occasions earlier this spring, but the credit union appealed the sign-ups with the Labor Relations Board over the issue of how the unions had cards signed. However, at a recent hearing, the Labor Relations Board decided in favor of the union. 2005 The city wasted little time in addressing the 14-day window that was given by the Workers' Compensation Board to submit a plan of action for the Visitor Information Center and Boundary Museum building. They'll spend up to $9,000 immediately with the understanding that both facilities will likely be in new homes in the near future. 2010 The bill continues to rise as vandals damage more and more trees in City Park. On Victoria Day, the city of Grand Forks filed a report with the RCMP about damage done to 22 new trees, which were planted last fall as part of the Trees for Tomorrow program. An additional 11 trees were damaged in the 2 days following. 2015 Dozens of Grand Forks residents staged a rally this week in support of Cown. Julia Butler. On May 27, Grand Forks City Councillors voted in favor of filing a petition to the BC Supreme Court asking to disqualify the councillor for conflict of interest and breach of oath of office. 2020 Canada Rock Fest producer Chuck Vorobyov was aiming to offer Grand Forks a throwback to his formative years through a drive-in theater. With provincial regulations cancelling Vorobyov's music festival this summer, He was aiming to use the event's traditional campground on 68th Avenue near Angus MacDonald Park to screen movies for up to 50 vehicles and some walk-ins on Friday and Saturday nights through the summer.